From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump, after a tactical retreat this week on immigration policy, demonstrated Friday there is no strategic shift to his overall tough approach to those attempting to illegally enter the country. We get more now from AP's Warren Levinson.
The president hosted about a dozen people who had family members killed by unauthorized immigrants in an event whose underlying theme seemed to be, you want to talk about family separation? We'll show you family separation.
These are the American citizens permanently separated from their loved ones.
Trump took issue with studies demonstrating immigrant populations have lower crime rates, insisting other countries are sending the United States their worst, and that once here, they're committing crimes at rates ignored by the news media, thanks to, in Trump's telling, the weakest immigration laws in the history of the world. I'm Warren Levinson.
Amid a tumultuous week on the southwest U.S. border, lawmakers considered two more immigration bills but made no progress. Democrat Steny Hoyer, member of the U.S. House of Representatives, speaking about Republican efforts to come up with and get approved an immigration bill.
What they did was they put a bill on that they knew would not pass and refused to put a bill on that they know will pass.
Republican House Speaker Mark Sanford came back with, "In America, we can agree to disagree." Turkey state-run news agency says authorities have arrested 14 suspected Islamic State members who were preparing an attack on this weekend's national elections on the ballot candidates for president and parliament. UN aid agencies ramping up humanitarian operations in Yemen's port city of Hodeidah. Fighting between government and rebel forces for control of that port continues to heat up. This is VOA News. A report on human rights from the UN accuses the government of Venezuela of operating within a climate of total impunity, where security forces are not held accountable for even the most heinous crimes. The report is based on some 150 interviews with Venezuelans, including dozens of victims and witnesses. The report documents what it calls credible and shocking accounts of extrajudicial killings during so-called crime-fighting operations carried out since July of 2015. UN human rights spokesperson Ravina Shamdasani says between July 2015 and March 2017, security forces killed more than 500 people.
Witness accounts suggest that there was a pattern that took place during these operations. There were raids conducted in poor neighborhoods to arrest so-called criminals without a judicial warrant. Then there was a killing of young men who fit the profile, in some cases in their homes. And finally, the security forces would tamper with the scene so that the killings would appear to have occurred in an exchange of fire.
The UN report finds Venezuelan authorities failed to promptly and effectively investigate these and other killings, as well as the excessive use of force and the killings of protesters by security forces. Kremlin officials discussing a possible meeting between Russian President Vladimir Putin and U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton when he visits Moscow next week. Bolton hopes to discuss plans for a possible summit next month between Mr. Putin and President Trump. Mr. Trump has expressed interest in restoring Putin's standing on the global stage. American comedian Tom Arnold, involved in a new anti-Trump television project, says he and the president's former personal attorney are on the same side. That story from AP's Jackie Quinn.
There's speculation that President Trump's ex-personal lawyer and so-called fixer, Michael Cohen, has come up with secret recordings of his former client. That's after Cohen retweeted a picture of him meeting with Tom Arnold in New York. Arnold is working on a show for Vice Media called The Hunt for the Trump Tapes, tracking down rumored recordings of the president, an idea spawned by the Access Hollywood tapes released in 2016, in which the president boasted about grabbing women. Cohen, meanwhile, is under investigation by federal officials in New York. Arnold tweeted that he's teamed up with Cohen to take down Trump. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Court in the capital, Jakarta, has sentenced an Indonesian Islamist leader to death for inciting terrorist attacks in support of the Islamic State. World's largest Muslim-majority nation, Indonesia, has witnessed a rise in jihadi extremism. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.